For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Clock is running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode of 247 of 4th and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Prime in the building. Tonight we are talking episode 247, talking the Aints and the incoming Giants. That's right. I called them the Aints because last weekend they came in and we got that dub. We needed that dub so bad. I couldn't tell you how bad I needed that dub. You know, I couldn't tell you how bad it was something I really needed. We got the dub, but it's something, the feeling that I had grew over the week. Like I went into that game thinking that we were going to win that dub. There was no way they were gonna leave that stadium without a dub. I thought the energy overall from all the Eagle fans was pretty intense. Everybody that I was talking to, they felt really good. And then you know, I got word from some people that, you know, talked to some of the Saints players, and they said they had never been in an atmosphere like that with other opposing fans. They said that the atmosphere was from the Eagles, the way the Eagle fans were out there repping for their team, they had never seen anything like that. So that's kind of cool to hear. But I mean, because I thought that was the vibe. Everybody was feeling, was riding high, you know, feeling everything about what they were doing, imposing a will with the run game. You know, I mean, at the very end, it got a little close, but you know, the guy that we have to just speak and make mention of is Darius Slay, you know, our recent model for the Jordan brand, fuck them Saints. I mean, he's a guy that's been stepping up recently, and he's one of the players who's really, you know, brought that energy, and they're riding high at this moment. Other people that were riding high as well. Shout out to the people at the tailgate. Ooh. Riding high. I didn't think we could fit 100 something people in a photo, and they fit. So we had a great time. You know, this was their first tailgate at an Eagles game. That was awesome. So shout out to those guys. I know Brandon Graham reached out to them and met them on the sidelines during the game. So overall, a good day, good vibes. How are you guys feeling?
I'm doing great, man. I mean, it took all the way until the deep into November before we finally capitalized on that first home win, but it was glorious. You know, everyone said my favorite saying right now is you play who you play. There's all these people that are coming out here talking about, you know, oh, well, the Saints, there's Trevor Siemian as the quarterback. You play who you play. And you know what? Darius Slay, he showed up. He has been absolutely on fire this these past few weeks. This season, he has totally taken another step. And just this whole secondary as a whole is really, really starting to gel. Not just Darius Slay. I'm talking about Avante Maddox, Steven Nelson, everybody, Ant Harris. Everybody is stepping up to the plate, making big plays. But the man of the hour, without a doubt, is Jalen Hurts, man. Jalen Hurts, everybody has been talking. I've seen the replay of him juking, you know, my man out of his shoes. I've seen that 100 times already, and I can't stop watching it, to be honest with you. It's just, it makes me so happy every time, because that was a moment for me as I'm sitting out there in the stands. You know me, Prime Gale, we've all been saying the same thing all year long. We've been saying, you know, we got to give this the full year evaluation. And I'm not saying that, you know, evaluation's over by any means. But my man made some serious he bought some serious stock in this past game. I mean, that 3 rushing touchdowns, that juke where he just absolutely snatched some ankles. I saw what I needed to see, and I was very content. I'm loving the vibes of these Philadelphia Eagles we got right now.
Oh man, I don't even know where to start. I think it actually started the day before, man. Saturday, the big signing of Dallas Goedert. And then, you know, it led into the very next day, 6 o'clock in the morning. We're in there, we're in the building. The adrenaline pretty much started building up. We get the notice that Tay Tay ended up getting re-signed as well. So, I mean, those two guys being the best of friends, living in the same household, and you know, they got blessed back to back. Gail had asked me, like, yo, was this probably one of the better tailgates than the previous one? And you know what, Gail, man, after thinking about it, bro, that's probably one of my favorite one of the year, hands down. And the reason why I say that is because going into the building, shout out to Jeffrey, shout out to Eddie, and to the Union Boys. I call them Union Boys because, I mean, he had a rarity of different NFL fans there. He had a Cowboys fan, he had a Saints fan, and God only knows what the other dude was. It was, the vibe in that building was tremendous, man. I mean, I was in section 222. I know you guys were in the lower part, but bro, it was just like, it was great. I mean, as soon as we got there, all you got was the 4th of July boys are in the building and this and that. I'm like, man, it's just like, it was great getting all that. Watching the game live, seeing you know, the New Orleans Saints fans that were around us. Yeah, they were getting it, but they were interacting with us. You know what I mean? They were having a good time just as well, and that's what it was all about. You know what I mean? Just showing them that we could have fun right along with them, and it's all about respect and everything. Leaving out of there, one with their heads high, the other one with their heads low. eventually, you know, it was definitely us that got the W, and we had the greatest of all times, you know, going out of that building, chanting, being all happy. And it felt great, man, because not only that, it was a back-to-back win. It was 2 weeks in a row we pulled off a W. So, I mean, it was just like the greatest thing, seeing Jalen Hurts, seeing the running game. Yeah, a lot of people were questioning Miles Sanders. I mean, first game back after being off the IR. Jordan Howard, you know what I mean? I hope he's all right. We're probably going to be out, you know, be missing him for a couple games because, you know, that play actually did look more serious than you know, probably what he felt. But it was just like everything all around was just going great for us. Then, you know, the end of the night, we got some great news. Shout out to us, man. We hit that 1,000 peak. You know what I'm saying? We hit that 1,000 peak, and that was just like, shit, I think we came together and congratulated each other. Like, yo, I mean, it was just like the icing on the cake. So you know, and it's a great feeling to go into New York with, you know what I mean, rivalry week. So, hey, man, it's still with me. I'm still excited.
Look at positive Prime. That's good. That's going to be a new thing. Positive Prime. I mean, overall, it is positive. We appreciate you guys for subbing. I know we got, you know, over 1,000 elsewhere, but it was just a little thing for. We're trying to sprinkle some love to YouTube, but
absolutely,
we celebrate the little things. So we are going to celebrate with some Korean barbecue. Ooh. So
can't wait.
If you guys are into Korean barbecue and you want to meet us at the restaurant, but yeah, Korean barbecue is going to be the place. We just have to pick a time. I just think going back to Jalen Hurts, Evan, and what you mentioned about him, I just think the way the run game has stabilized this offense, the way that the bullies up front, whether it's Melata or the big Bopa or Jason Kelce pulling as a center. Not many centers can pull like my man Jason Kelce. Jack Driscoll holding down the fort. You know, like he's a guy who stepped in and has helped stabilize the group as well. And Lane Johnson getting back to having fun. I think overall imposing their will has been an idea that I've had, you know, like that's what you have to do as a football team. You can't go in and let others dictate to what you're going to do. Like that last episode, I'm like, number one run defense, I don't care. Bring it to them.
Yep.
Like Lattimore covering, I don't care. Bring it to them. And they did. I mean, overall, it's just a good feeling when you see the way they run the football. You see your quarterback breaking ankles. And there has been no other quarterback in Eagles history to ever rush for 3 touchdowns in a game. And like, whether it's like, you know, you're here on Jalen or you're here on Jalen, like respect what a player is doing and know that a guy's making plays and stepping up in big moments. And again, young quarterback going through the process, developing, progressing. You can, some people could, you know, we're in a world that we want everything now. Sometimes you have to wait for a QB's development, and we're seeing some good things. So hat tip to Jalen.
I think too that like, I have never really been happier to have egg on my face. And let me explain myself, because a few weeks ago, we were not riding high. We were not on cloud 9, like how we are sitting today. We were in a state of confusion. We didn't know what this team was. And we had a coach that was coming to the podium and he was talking about fertilizer and flowers and soil and all this BS. We couldn't make heads or tails of it. But you know what now? I mean, now that we have been removed from that for some time, let's look at what the Eagles have done from that press conference until now. They've only gotten better each and every week. They've improved. So whether or not it was a silly ass thing to say, it was something that resonated within the locker room. And that's all I care about. And secondly, I think this might be even better, is the best thing ever. We finally have an identity, guys. We have an identity that we can nail down in this offense and this team. This offense moves through Jalen Hurts, the run game, Dallas Goedert, and DeVonta Smith. That is the entire offense right there. It is through DeVonta Smith and Dallas Goedert in the passing game and just a stable of running backs. And I couldn't be happier about it, because the records that we have been setting as a team in our rushing yards, we went over 174 yards the past 4 games. I mean, that is unlike any other Eagles team I've ever seen before, and I'm here for it, man. I love it.
Hell yeah. I mean, bro, we all 3 of us were kind of the whole conference, you know, the commenting about the garden and the flowers and everything. Yep. But look, it definitely makes sense. It definitely makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a balanced team. As much water as he put in that garden, the shits are starting to bloom the correct way. And I mean, it's just like, hey, look, flower power, man. That's just the thing nowadays going forward. This team is finally coming together. They're looking like, you know, again, like I mentioned, a balanced team, and that's what we need. We can make a run, man. We said this, and look, now it's like a proven point. The way these guys are playing, the way these guys are coming together, the run is just outstanding, man. We begged for that shit in the very beginning of the season. I'm just, you know, I hate the fact that it came at a later time, but you know what? Hey, it's here. That's the important part now. Now we got to go ahead and just go forward with it and, you know, explode just like the way we've been doing it. We've been killing, you know, we've been getting the yards like crazy. It's definitely changing the game plan. It's opening up the offense all around. You said it. DeVonta Smith, Dallas Goedert has been contributing like crazy. And that's what we just need to keep on doing. We're going against our division for the rest of the season. We got one more AFC game and then AFC team that we're playing, and then the rest is all divisional games. We can still run this thing, man. We can still run this thing. I'm confident. You know, the team comes together. We could do this. I'm saying it.
I mean, think about it. As an Eagles football team, they could possibly run New York, aka New Jersey, because I used to live 10 minutes from the Giants Stadium, MetLife. But they have opportunity to run New York for 2 weeks. You go in And if you guys have not watched a Giants team, you know, you look at some of their fans right now, they're kind of disheveled. They're saying, we've just got embarrassed. It was one of the worst games this season. They just got rid of their offensive coordinator and Mr. Clapper, a.k.a. Jason Garrett. But you have an opportunity to, you know, really hone and stack W's. Now, this Eagle team, they haven't won three in a row in 5 years. I mean, every time you stack a W, builds confidence. And if anyone knows, and whoever ever traveled to MetLife, the last couple times we've been there, Eagle fans have taken over, whether it was Eli Manning and not hearing his own stadium because Eagle fans are going apeshit and their linemen are going false starting because of Eagle fans. Yeah. So if you can get to MetLife, because you might say the Giants, they're going through things, and you never know. It's a division game. They just lost their offense coordinator. It's still a division game, but this is a perfect opportunity to stack another dub and continue with what they've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and nobody is a better giant killer out there than Boston Scott, man. There was going to be any week that Jordan Howard was going to have to miss, I mean, I suppose this is the one. he has his history in just, you know, absolutely wiping the floor with Giants. So I think that we don't take our foot off the pedal. And you know what? I'm glad that Nick Sirianni, in his post-game press conference, he acknowledged that he was at fault for being too conservative in the second half. Because I feel like everyone that was there in the stadium, everybody that was watching at home, we all felt that, where the Saints started to march back. They started making this little comeback, and it's not like it was ever within one score of the game, but it just got a little bit too hairy. And I didn't like how conservative the Eagles were playing. And I'm glad that Nick Sirianni acknowledged that. And he says that, you know what, we can't take our foot off the gas moving forward. Man, we could have had a 50 burger probably the way the Eagles were playing if he didn't take his foot off the gas. It's a completely different team right now, man. It's a completely different team. And on top of that, you know what? I might just contradict everything I said in the beginning of this, because Jalen Hurts is growing on me by the day, man. Whether it's what he's doing on the field, what he's saying in his press conferences, he is so composed. And he is just so laser focused. I love his work ethic. I love what he does out on the field. I love how he's able to just make plays happen. There's only one lingering issue I have, and it's the arm strength. That if he was able to work on the arm strength, we without a doubt have our franchise quarterback for the future, man. And I'm not saying he can't be that either.
Yeah, agreed, man. I mean, just to see a little bit more throws, more and that arm strength putting it to the test. You know, there were some plays that we saw, you know, being in the section that we were in, we saw some plays that, you know, the receivers were definitely open. It just seemed like he hesitated on letting the ball go, and then he decided to go ahead and run. Those are just things that he still has to work on. But you know what? Hey, this is what we're here for, man. Being in the building and watching that collapse in the fourth quarter. Listen, we talked about it at the end of the game. Like, the hell with this shit, man. We needed to pull off a W. Don't go playing with our emotions like that. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like they scored drive after drive after drive, and I'm like, oh, shit, man, here we go again. Like, damn, I'm not beat to go walking out of this stadium 0-5. You know, I got people reaching out to me like, yeah, you need to stop being there.
I never had a doubt that we were going to win. I didn't like how close it got.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Nick Sirianni realized that, you know, he definitely should have never took his foot off the gas pedal. I mean, agree. Like, that's something he shouldn't have. The guys, who knows, man? These guys, like you said, it could have been a 50 banger, a 60 banger. The way they were hot. It should have stayed hot. I mean, these are the type of things that we need. We need to keep on building this. So I mean, yeah, it was a little shaky there, but hey, at the end of the day, we pulled off that one defensive stop, third and out, and then that was it. It was a wrap. So, you know, we walked out of there with the W. Finally got our first one of the season.
Now, Paul from Facebook says, you guys think he's our, you know, I think he's just our franchise QB. I think he's making a strong claim to be that guy. And I think his play has been inspiring as of late. And again, this is how I wanted to see him being utilized at the beginning of the season. This is exactly This is exactly in my Stephen A. Smith voice is how he should be utilized. The because it's always about like setting people up for success. Like if you want someone to be successful, let them do what they do best and work around their skill set. When you throw a younger quarterback out there, tell them to throw 50, 40 times when you're not, you're making him one dimensional. I mean, still the play calling. We've all said it, you know, we're not going to go, you know, like, I don't even want to revisit that pass. Cause I was very, all of us were all like, what is going on with this team? Cause it's not just like we're losing games because of play calling. We're losing penalties, just things, you know, the penalties haven't been as bad, but I think again, at the end of the day, it's, you know, this run game, settling things down, not playing elite quarterbacks does help a little bit, but controlling the clock as well. Like, you know, you're imposing your will, and that's what you need to see. Recently, there was news just broke about the injury to
Davion Taylor.
Davion Taylor, he has a I heard from the Peoples. They said he has torn MCL. They were saying knee sprain. I mean, it's technically but he had surgery on the MCL. So some people were like, surgery. So he posted that on his IG just probably like a couple hours ago. So Davion Taylor, guy who was making some strides.
Yeah, that's a shame. Hopefully he heals up quick and it's not a season ending thing. But while we were, you just mentioned something that, you were talking about something, but what I was hearing was something I know you weren't talking about. You said putting players in their best position to succeed. Where do you think I'm going with this? Is that filling up the comment section?
It's probably the topic of conversation.
All right. Yeah. So let's address the elephant in the room. I mean, it's been talked about in the comment section. It's been what everybody has been mentioning, even after a win. Where are we with this whole Jalen Reagor situation? Because it's only spiraling out of control at this point. It's getting worse by the day.
I mean, but
us to come off of a win and to be having this issue is creating a locker room vibe that I'm not enjoying, man. We got good vibes going on and it's being thrown off.
No, but do you really think, like, I think it's the fans, really. That's the real, like, I think everyone sees Devontae Smith and they see how, like, that's Devontae Smith is a Heisman winning wide receiver. They're not their route, the way they run routes, not even comparable. So I mean, you see this Devontae
but
Smith,
when you like, say fans, like, I mean, where are you going with that? Like, this is who we are,
fans,
bro.
Ain't out on
no,
the field,
no,
bro.
No, but I'm just saying, like, no, because he just said locker room. I don't think it's a locker room thing between the player. But I think from
you don't think it's a locker room thing.
No, not. But I think from Jalen Reagor's perspective, I think shout out to I was on Brendan Deeg's podcast earlier today, but and, you know, just talking about the way that, you know, he's had, you know, Jalen's dad, you know, like talking to him about certain things that he's said on the timeline. So it's like,
can I finish, man? I apologize. Go ahead.
So if this mental thing, whether that what he's saying,
come back to the light.
What he's saying is probably what Jalen is also, it's mirroring some of the things that they're probably thinking together as a father and a son, saying, bro, they need to get you more than just these tunnel screens. And, you know, there's more, like, that's something that, and that's something that Evan, you had made mention to during the game. You know, he caught a screen and you're like, every time he catches the ball, he's going backwards. But I was just saying, all I was saying was that you can't blame him for that play. But overall, I think we are concerned. I think as a podcast, we are concerned, but that's not really going to take away my thunder from what I'm seeing from this team. I just think they're coming together.
I'm not trying to take away your thunder from the team, but I want to get to the point of, you mentioned how you think that it's not an issue in the locker room. You think it's just the fans that are talking about this, but when his dad gets involved, then it starts to translate into the locker room. We saw what happened with Odell Beckham in the Browns, and his dad is almost a spitting image of that exact same situation. And what happened? Odell Beckham, who used to be one of the best wide receivers in the league, he got cut from the team. He got waived. And so, like, what I'm saying is that it's not just an issue that is on the timeline and amongst the fans. Now that his dad is involved, this is a bigger issue that is now encroaching into our locker room, and we've got such a good vibe going on right now. Dude, no,
he's a moping. He's moping around in that locker room, man. I know he's moping around in that locker room.
You're not giving me the ball.
The reason
I want the ball.
And you think that, like, and granted, I agree with you, Gail, that I don't think that he's being used properly. I think that there's a more effective way to use Jalen Reagor. But for you to sit here and think that he's not having those conversations with his dad talking about how he's being misused, and for what Prime's saying right now is that he's not letting the coaches hear it and he's not moping around the locker room, I think you're wrong.
No, my thing is that, like, when you say locker room, I think I'm thinking, like, within amongst his guys, Quez and Devontae, I think they're a tight unit. So, I mean,
yeah.
But if you're talking front office, I already know that's an issue. I know they don't like the social media. That I know that's stuff, you know, like he put out a tweet that said "Do not disturb" or something, and I was like, this is exactly what you shouldn't be doing in my Stephen A. Smith voice. But again, when you know, and it's funny because Reagor coached with the Eagles, like he was part of, like,
yeah, no, that's even wilder.
It's like, you know, and I know it's got a pain, bro. I know it's got a pain. I'm not a dad, but I'm saying if my son is getting the way that they're speaking on my son on social media, it's good. I understand his concern, and that's something that I just think that has to be buttoned up. Just shut it down, play football, and let's start winning games.
So what is your reaction? I guess this is even like. If we were to take some snaps away from Jalen Reagor and reinfuse the Greg Ward machine back into the Eagles offense and he finds success, are we going to continue to say that we were misusing Reagor, or is that going to be are all signs just going to point to this dude just doesn't fit in the offense?
Well, just the way that our offense is set up now, well, we're going from like averaging 30 plus throws a game to now down to like 20. So
right.
the target share is going to decrease everywhere. And especially that's just what it is. So I just think the frustration levels of like any wide receiver wants the ball. So if you don't get the ball, you've seen T.O. not get the ball. He's not something I'm saying. He's T.O., but all Ajaw, wide receivers.
Ajaw has been making a stink all year long. Dude's a wide receiver, supposedly.
Shout out to Jay Jaw, man.
He got his first catch of the year.
No, and you haven't heard him say a peep all year long about how he's not being used in the offense.
He gets the game ball.
Yeah. So what do you got to say to that, Mr. Saunders?
No, listen, hold on. But let me just say, man, Reagor needs to get out of the punt. Look, even Alexis, my bad. Alexis is over here commenting. Reagor needs to get out of the punt, man. He's... It's very frustrating seeing it, man. He's just not like, there's the hole, like run the hole, run through that hole, run the ball, get in there. I just felt like a couple of those punt returns on Sunday, man, had he run the hole, I think he definitely would have got more yardage than what he did. It's just like, he gives up. I feel like not only there, he gives up on plays, Gabs. I've seen it. I'm not going to go ahead and dog the kid. Social media. Come on, man. Like, stop. We talk about this all the time. It's like, it's never going to stop. And then for the dad to chime in, to go ahead and like, leave my son alone on social media. Come on, Pops. You don't even know much about social media, man. Like your son knows what the hell he's doing. So how about you tell him to fall back, focus on football. You got to this point in life to be in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, motivate him. Like, Don't go down this OBJ line. Like, you know what I mean? Look, it ain't work out for him. First game in St. Louis. First game in LA. And look, he stunk up the bed. The whole squad stunk up the bed. They couldn't even get it together. So, you know, come on. Like, it needs to stop, man. Like, I'm not going to be coming up with any more excuses for this kid. He needs to get his shit together.
Well, my thing is, like, because me and Evan, we prior to the show today, we were just talking about like the screen thing, and I was like, look, I said, I'm not talking about the play. I'm talking about that one physical play on the screen. I was like, from being a slot wide receiver and running a specific tunnel screen for all of my college career, when a team knows that you're running the screen, you're lined up, they're calling out the screen, and you're still going to run it anyway, and you're going to get murdered. It's a murder ball. You catch a screen. Like, by now, we saw week one. We saw week one when he caught that screen, took it to the house for a touchdown.
Yep.
The whole league knows when you like when it's about to come. So I was talking to Evan. I was like, there's a part where he's got to differentiate his route running. All your routes have to look the same. Devontae Smith, all his routes look the same. That's why all these DBs are confused. I don't think his game's there. Like, he's not a nuanced route runner. But this is how you win. Like, some of the things that you've been saying, like I see in the comment, prior to him getting drafted, I saw those, taking plays off on certain routes. This is a thing. And now if it's continuing, that's where it's, that could be an issue, but
it's a concern. It's a concern. It's a serious concern.
It's definitely a talking point. This because the Rager thing, it seems like
at
it
the
just
very
keeps
least
coming up on the timeline.
At the very least, he's trending in the wrong direction. I mean, and which is crazy because, like, if I'm being real, I don't think I'm the only one that would say this either, is that after what a stellar preseason he had, we saw all the videos that comes out of camp, and granted, that's not real-time, real-speed games, but I was under the impression that, like, Rager was going to give Devontae Smith a run for his money this year as far as, like, in touches and just overall impact on the offense. But it just hasn't been the case. And I agree with you that he's being misused, but that seems to be what Nick Sirianni wants his role in the offense to be. And what idea do you have to get him more involved in the offense? You say that he's being misused. What would be the proper way to use him? And do you think that like Kenny Gainwell on these screens would be a more effective option?
Nah, I'm talking about pre-snap motion, pre-snap orbit motion. You want to put him in the backfield, you want to orbit him out. We're talking about 5 yard outs. You're talking about, making these screen like rubber outs. You talk about him going pre-snap motion, zigzag and come back and doing like these little outs because he ran the same route. We saw him run the same route against Jets live in training camp, scoring a touchdown. You saw him run the same exact route against the Cowboys and got open, scored a touchdown. So, but I would be utilizing him in these situations where you can hand him a jet sweep, turn end around. Those are the kind of, that's how you use that kind of player.
I understand that, but to me, that what it sounds like he's being demoted to. Like when we took him in the first round,
that's what he is.
But to me, that sounds like a gadget player. He's a gadget.
That's kind of what his game.
I got that. But do you take a gadget player in the first round?
No. Well, I mean, you're talking about he's a deep ball. He's a deep. He can get deep. He's a deep ball threat. But you have to, he has been missed on deep throws.
Yeah, he has.
So I mean, like running a jet and running a dig route is not the same thing. Like we talk about him getting that touchdown in the beginning of the season where his foot was out of bounds. I mean, like that's he can get open deep, but when you're talking about nuanced route running, third down, curl route, timing, he can work on that, but. We won a game, guys. Like we're talking.
I know. Why are we talking about the negative?
We won a game, y'all. We won a game.
I mean, you said it yourself, Evan. Like we won a game. We're excited, but then this type of shit comes out of the woodworks, mm-hmm. because the kid can't control himself, can't stay off of social media, doesn't know how to, handle his comments, doesn't know how to handle us fans. Look, man, this is Philly. This is what we do. We're going to go ahead and let you know. All right, whether you like it or not, we're going to go ahead.
Fans ain't going to change, man.
And the fans are not going to change for you. Exactly. Yeah. They are not going to change. We are not going to go ahead and change just for you. All right, we've had no disrespect. We've had way better players. We had stars up in here.
We've had way worse players.
Way worse. All right, they've gotten way worse from us. And look,
But my thing is, what is the energy like now after that game? Why is all this energy after that game?
But I mean, I get it. I
think the energy's good. It's just this conversation is a little bit depressing right now. I think that's what it is.
He put out a post last night, right?
Who did, him or his dad?
No, he did. But that post to his dad put out was like, I think recently, but you know, overall, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
You're right. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Let's go to some of these comments. Because there's some comments in here. Todd says he loves Jalen's leadership qualities. Interesting. I know he was a once stand, wasn't he? Yeah. Todd?
I don't remember.
I think he was. Shout out to Alex. He says, my guys, we need to run it and go 5-5. Mr. Chef Alex in the building. And there could be room for two chefs on the show.
Hey, he's got more of the ability than me. I just know how to whip up a cheesesteak, man.
Did I tell you that?
You're in the back door, Alex. My man's in the front. All right. Hey. He's got it hands down. Cheesesteaks is on lock.
But did I tell you that Alex said he was gonna come to the Washington tailgate?
He's coming out. Nice.
And not only is he coming out,
he's coming to court.
Alex said he's bringing the Alex grill. Alex is saying he's going to throw it down.
That's cool. But bring your own grill.
So, I mean, if another surprise.
Let him know, Evan. Bring your own grill.
He's
BYOG.
Two chefs. And it can't be no two chefs, one grill? No?
Hey, man, we can make it happen.
Well,
speaking on, Gail, you had your first one of the season. How was it? Like, did you give
– That's Gail, my second.
I mean, did you get – Oh, that's your second.
Gail
had a half of one. I had a half of one, but I got my first full one. Yeah, I said, "Not today, fans." I was like, "I'm." But you know, another surprise to us is that, you know, Jennifer Slay said she's coming down to the next tailgate. I don't know. She said it. You guys might want to add her and make sure she is coming, but she said. She's coming to the next tailgate, so
she's Alex, gonna show up and be like, "Would you guys shut the hell up?
Yeah. If you guys are gonna go do that, just be wise about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't go, you know, overwhelming the Twitter line with it.
Oh, all right, they're great people, but I think Alex was like, "Oh, I was like, so Alex, if you are coming to cook, we're supposed to have a phone call about what he might be throwing down." So,
word, okay.
Mm-mm. So, Brian.
Sorry, Ev. You're still my number one dude.
Hey, appreciate you, bro.
Brian says, loving this Eagles offensive line. Just imagine if Brooks was playing. How you guys feeling about the offensive line?
I'm glad that we brought it up because that was something I wanted to talk about, man. Yo, this whole left side of the line right now is unstoppable, bro. First of all, we got my man Jordan Mailata tossing a guy like Cam Jordan with one arm.
Bro,
we got Landon Dickerson that is just taking that step, man. He's filling up that left guard position beautifully. And then you got a Hall of Fame center in Jason Kelsey. This left side of the line, bro, inside zone all day long. This is why we're popping off 10 yards a carry. It's all this O-line. It's really been unbelievable. I love it. Right, one of the best O-lines in the leagues right now.
Yeah, Jordan Mailata is on fire, man. Hands down, holding it down on that line. I mean, I never seen Cameron Jordan get dominated the way he did on Sunday. I mean, it was just like stiff arm after stiff arm by Jordan Mailata. And then not only that, you see how he stood his ground? He got into a little scuffle. Pancake. My man was upset because he got pancaked.
He went to IHOP.
Yo, with a little bit of syrup on it. Like, come on, man. That's just like, this guy is just, yo. And then the funny part about it is like, we were joking the whole time because he was just like, we were kind of like commentating on every time the play was over, he'll go over and have a conversation with the ref. So we started like, you know, kind of like filling in the words like, ref, did you see what I just did? I put that dude on his ass. Like, it was just like the guy was just so excited on how well he was playing. But man, Cameron Jordan, you were pretty much my man's bitch on Sunday. Like, it was bad.
Did you see Mailata? He changed his location on IG to IHOP. IHOPs.
Yeah. So I said that. Yeah.
Oh, you said that? Okay.
And I mean, I was standing out in the stands too, to Brian's point right here, Blue Meanie. Thank you for checking in. He talks about the amount of time Hurts had behind that line was remarkable. Yes. You know, I said the same exact thing. There was a few dropbacks where I looked at Gail. I was like, yo, I filed my taxes in the amount of time that Hurts had between the snap and when he released the ball. That was insane.
It was just like, holy shit, he still has the ball.
That's what I mean. It was like 10 seconds.
But what's got to be annoying is if you can get that kind of protection and you have a quarterback who can use his legs like he did, skirt, and the way that he can break ankles, that's got to be infuriating. Like, that would kill me as a linebacker or a defensive back.
Draining too. You're chasing this guy. You imagine how exhausting it must be to try and get through Jordan Mailata for 10 seconds at a time. Yeah, you know, there's a reason that fights aren't hours long, because they're extremely, extremely draining. I can't imagine going up every snap, how just absolutely exhausted Cam Jordan must have been by the end of that game.
Like, if here's the thing with his mobility, right? So if you get in situations where you're a man and everyone's taking their man and running, like, it lends itself for perfect opportunities for him to take off. Now, I get, you know, we're doing the RPO stuff. You talk about the play where J-Jaw becomes wide open on a play where nobody thinks J-Jaw is going to get the ball. Yeah. You put the hand in the gut of the running back, hold it for 4 seconds, pull it out. J-Jaw is wide open. Boom. This is the kind of stuff that presents itself with Jalen. And then, I mean, if you're getting more zone type situations, again, as he continues to progress as a passer, these are things that he's got that you like to see. So kind of not everyone has that skill set to run the ball.
Yeah. Sorry, I just spilled water all over my work shoes. You were mid-sentence there.
What kind of work shoes are we wearing?
There's black shoes. There's black shoes. But
going back to the defensive side, man, linebackers play their asses off on Sunday as well, man. TJ Edwards doing his thing. Yeah, shout out to TJ. He ended up getting a contract extension himself, man. Uh-huh. Roddy McLeod, bro. Like, man's been on IR, coming back. It's like, yo, he's like telling himself, man, I got to play catch up. I used to be that dude. I used to be that leading tackle on this team. I'm going after mines. And, yo, he was just like there. He was just like on every play. So seeing him, I stopped by to see the family before I ended up going up to my seats. Mama McLeod wasn't there, but I ended up seeing grandma. She said hi to me. So that was pretty cool. And then I had like maybe about a 2-3 minute conversation with Roddy McLeod's wife. So yeah, it's always love going, you know, showing them when I go to the, before I get to my seats.
Shout out to them. And, today, did you see they were, him and Slay were out passing out turkeys.
Yeah. Passing out turkeys, man. Yep. Yeah. They got a great friendship. Yeah. Everything's good there. But yeah, man, those linebackers were on fire on Sunday as well, man. I know a lot of people were like, as I'm in the stands, a lot of people kept on clowning Alex Singleton, you know, how he gets run over, this and that. But look, man, yo, he was playing a pretty good game, especially in that second half. That blitz, you guys recall that blitz where he just came straight in? I mean, that was just like, yeah, man. And God, we haven't seen something like that in a minute. So it was just like, love the fact that we got to see defensive plays like that the way we did on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to Elena's point right here, I mean, we talked a lot last year about, like, last year was somewhat of an experiment, if we're just looking back on it, between throwing Jalen Mills at safety, between having Maddox outside. I think we can all agree that Maddox is born to be a slot corner. I mean, he just absolutely flourishes in the slot. And to have him back there, he is definitely earning his money. What's up, Bird Gang?
Shout out to Bird Gang. Shout out to all the people in the chat. Appreciate you guys stopping in, checking in, checking out. But I think Lil Tay, he's a guy that you know, he's worked for his money. You know, some people, everyone's like, somebody will complain about anything. But
yeah, we had a little scare there during the game as well with Tay Tay. I think he ended up getting like a little sting or something.
Yeah, he was all right. He came back out.
I mean, the fact that those younger guys were creating this new nucleus of players of the next generation. I feel like this Star Trek, the next generation of Eagles players. And you're like Josh Sweat, Mailata, you know, like the big Bopa, you know, Jalen Hurts. These are guys a couple of years ago, you know, they weren't even on the team or like, never even. Now here we got a new quarterback, Jalen Hurts. It's kind of, it's just crazy to me. Like, I don't know if it's like a, as you get older kind of thing. Like I'm sitting there like looking at this team, like, dude, like there's no Jason Peters. There's no Brandon Graham's about, you know, he's the elder statesman. He's been around here forever, but just that whole idea of like the next generation of players, it's like, it's crazy. And, when I think about Devontae Smith being here for the long haul, I'm like, God, like I love Devontae Smith.
How about my guy?
Your guy.
Mr. 62, bro.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you said it yourself. There's not many centers out there that are pulling. And he is not only pulling, but getting downfield, dude. Making blocks, making multiple blocks in one play.
To this day.
Dude, he is a Hall of Famer in every sense of the word.
Yeah. I mean, there was a little breakdown that Westbrook had, not based off of this past Sunday's game, but the game against just went blank on who they played before the Saints.
The Broncos,
I'm sorry. So you know, the fact that Jason got off his block, running down the field, made another block. I mean, I think he had like two or three blocks in a run Jordan Howard had. I mean, it's just like seeing that man still being able to go ahead and make moves and run down that field like that. It's just like, damn, you know, I mean, I wouldn't even pay attention to the whole he's 34 years old. Like, so what, man? Yeah. He's still outrunning some of these young boys, and he's still out there doing his thing. So, you know, I mean, Kelsey's holding his.
Now, Tim has a question. He says, if special teams doesn't come into play and all healthy, usually only carry three running backs, who gets the healthy scratch when all healthy? Sanders, Howard, Gainwell, Scott.
I like the three running backs we ended up going into yesterday with, to be honest with you. Sunday. Sanders obviously is the number one running back on the team, and then you sprinkle in Howard for short yardage situations, and then Boston Scott to get lost behind the line. Gainwell isn't bad, but he's just not
ready
to take a spot from one of those guys. He needs to be polished.
Well, did it seem like the gloves that Miles Sanders had on Sunday were they like driving you crazy? I don't know. It was just like, I felt like they were just too big. Being up in the stands, I'm watching it look like he has some Mickey Mouse gloves on.
He's got like the hamburger.
Bro, these things really stood out.
And did he have the hamburger helper gloves on?
Yeah, me, Jeffrey, and Eddie over there just like clowning and wondering, like, because I mean, he had three fumbles. One that really stood, but the one fumble where he fumbled the ball on the hand. No. Hear me out.
Okay.
It was a fumble on the handoff. He recovered it, ran, but then he eventually fumbled it. But the referee called forward progress. Dude, when that referee lifted up his hands, all three of us was like, forward progress.
Yeah.
So it was just like, shut it down. You can't go ahead and call that one a fumble because he already called, you know, the whistle was already blown.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like, what was it? Maybe it was just him getting some rust off. He hasn't been playing for 3 weeks. But, hey, he still led the game, you know, 94 yards?
Right.
So, I mean, Miles is still there, man. And, you know what I mean?
And even if all our running backs were healthy going into this week, there's no way you can sit Boston Scott heading into New York.
Nah, he's a giant killer, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a betting man, bet on Boston this week.
Going back to that list, if I was going to put them as like a band, I'd say, you know, your Miles Sanders, your lead singer,
obviously.
I say Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard, because he's beating the drum, right?
Yeah,
he's beating the drum. Mm-hmm. I say,
you need both those. So, like, essential, both of those.
Boston, at the very least.
Yeah, he's slapping the bass. And then, you know, Gainwell's out here with the saxophone. Like, no, we too much sax right now. Okay. Yeah. We don't need the saxophone. We'll let you know when we're ready.
Okay. Kenny G, always in him. He's always on lock.
it was hilarious. I don't know where I was at. I was somewhere. Oh, it was at a. How did I not bring this up? Shout out to Brian Dawkins. Met Brian Dawkins this past weekend. That was great. Shout out to Maureen. Works with Brian Dawkins. Want to give her a shout out because she's awesome. It was great seeing Brian Dawkins. Probably one of those, again, bucket list moments. A lot of Eagle fans out there. And shout out to all the fans that I met, 4th and John fans that were in attendance, also getting their signatures because we're all nuts like you in line for no reason, just doing crazy stuff. We got money for, we always got money for Eagle stuff, but not other things. But I'm sitting there standing there, and then one dude comes up. He's like, "Hey, man." One dude was like, "Hey, man." I thought you were Deuce Staley. I was like, bro. I was like, am I that husky?
Oh, you thick, thick.
I was like, yo. I was like, he's like, bro. I thought you were Deuce. And then right behind him comes Santa Claus. And then he's just like, hey, man.
Are you good to meet you, Deuce Staley?
Well, he's like, it's good to meet you, man. I'm like, and I'm thinking, he's Santa Claus. He's the Santa Claus at the mall.
Right.
And I'm like, and I said, oh, are you here to? I was like, what's up, Santa? And he's like, well, he's a huge Eagle fan. And then he was just like, what's up? No, it was great to meet you. And I'm like, no, it's great to meet you, Santa. I didn't get his name, though.
And but did he know who you were? Or did he think you were someone else? Is that...
No, he was a fan of the show. Oh, okay. But he was dressed up as Santa. But
no, I'm Santa Claus, and I'm is a fan of 4th and John?
Yeah, you heard it and first.
I was excited to see him. I was like, Santa?
Yeah,
and he had his little elves with him. They weren't little elves; they were human people. But
they were
it was hilarious. I'm like, you want to meet Brian Dawkins? They're like, no, we want to meet the guy that's also running the whole thing. I'm like, don't you want to meet Brian Dawkins? He didn't. I was like, anyway, where was I at? But yeah, it was just cool to meet Brian Dawkins. Big shout out to Brian Dawkins.
That's just that, like, to think about. What Brian Dawkins means to a fan base. I'm just like having the visual right now of Santa Claus waiting in line to meet Brian Dawkins. Be amazing to see.
I mean, it's I should have brought up the photo. I think I have it on my phone. I took a photo with Santa, by the way. It was a great moment. Talk amongst yourselves as I bring it up.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, just going back to the tailgate itself. Let's take a moment to go back here. This was talk about this isn't even the same picture.
Yeah, buddy, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh. Oh,
like, okay. Who's that guy? Who's that guy in the background? Get him out of there.
Yeah, dude.
I have the picture.
We got a picture of what?
Yeah, we were having a moment, bro.
We like, were having a moment talking.
Yeah, about, like you just told us to talk upon ourselves.
Hold on.
All I see is a circle.
This is where we're at in the show now, people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying. I met Santa. Hey.
Met Santa. He's on the good list. is Santa delivering Manscaped gifts? I don't know, because we don't get paid to talk about them anymore.
hey, 10 wins, huh? You guys think of 10 wins here?
I think it's totally possible,
man. It's possible.
I mean, to go 5-1 in this stretch, you know what? Like, I really think, 4-2 is honestly our floor, if I'm being real. But I think it could totally be something weird, like us losing both games to Washington, but we win all the other games. I don't think it's going to be, I see 4-2 coming out of this, is what I say.
Hey. I'm going by my elite quarterback theory. How many elite quarterbacks are we facing coming up?
Well, Heinicke is not. Although Rick Lovato will try and tell you otherwise.
College teammates for anyone that doesn't know.
So we got two Heinickes. We got a Dak.
Daniel Jones.
Dak.
We have one Dak.
That's what maybe, I said. One Dak. Possibly.
Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah. It might be Dak or Rush.
We got two Danny Jones. Okay, so they all stink. Aside from the deck, and we got whatever the hell is going on in New York, whether it's going to be Zach Wilson, Mike White, who the hell knows? But
or the return of Joe Flacco. Should have never left.
Hey, he might be calling the plays that day. You know what I mean, against RD.
Yeah,
so it's possible. So, I'm feeling
the best,
it.
The best quarterback we're playing is going to be Dak. If he even ends up playing.
Yeah.
Kim had a question here. She said, what do you think Kitchen is going to bring different for our upcoming game? I know he was our former tight end and running back coach. Maybe a lot of runs and then nickel and dime throws to help their troubled QB out. I think, I don't know, like his decision-making has been off as of late. Now, you know, as soon as Daniel Jones was drafted to the Giants, I told you exactly how I felt. I danced around. I laughed. I thought it was not a good selection. I think they're going to probably try and get back to basics. They're trying to get run game going. But they do have some weapons. But at the end of the day, their line is super banged up.
Yeah.
They have issues with their line.
You got to expect at least one good explosive play from Saquon. He looked rough last game, dude.
If we're being real though, I mean, Danny Jones has popped off some big runs on us in the past too. He's got like 280-yard runs against us, dude.
Shut that down.
That was against that defensive last year, you know.
No, but for real, like you can't for a guy that doesn't seem that athletic. It's sneaky. It's a sneaky athleticism he's got.
He's fat. No, it's not really. He is fast. Yeah. He registered one of the fastest times last year.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. And that's why you have to contain him, man. You can't just sleep on the fact. You can't sleep on Danny Jones's his legs, man.
Oh, absolutely.
You can definitely sleep on his arm. His arm stinks. His legs.
And just to point out one of the comments that were made earlier, man, we definitely ain't sleeping on none of these division games. Evan has some serious long fingers. What the hell? Look at that middle finger. Put it back up.
Tail of the crypt finger.
This is sausage fingers, pal. This ain't no long fingers. The camera adds 3 inches.
We go from Evan Hollywood Hearn.
Evan, say that. Sachicha.
Sachicha. What the fuck is that?
Sausage. You don't eat Spanish.
Yeah,
don't eat Spanish. That's my favorite type of food, bro.
No, I'm kidding. I was gonna say something, but it wouldn't sound right. What?
Right.
Look up what that word means. And I said, if I always said he doesn't eat Spanish,
Sachicha.
Yeah, then you know what I'm saying.
I'm following.
Anyway, for people looking to tailgate, we are going to be tailgating up at MetLife. I don't know where yet. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place, man. I'm bringing the scooter with me.
I want to go on that little strip that me and Gail saw in the preseason.
You want to fight someone. You want to fight someone.
Not if we come bearing gifts. If we come bearing beers and cheesesteaks, we should be welcomed, right? Although the people in New York, I'm not sure if they're as kind as the people in Philly. I don't know. Will we be welcomed? Yeah. I don't like the hesitancy right here.
I don't really care.
At the end of the day, I don't care neither. You know what I mean? I've been to very various amount of opposing teams, stadiums, parking lots, whatever. We've taken over. We walk up in there with our chins up, and I'm going to do the same thing come Sunday, especially in New York.
Should I wear a vest?
Every time that we've been there, every time we've been up there, we ran. I just feel like this is a good time to get a W. But I've been watching Giants content creators out there, and I haven't seen Giant fans this like butthurt over their team in a while. Like they're just pretty much. They were talking about how this is the best day ever getting rid of Jason Garrett. Now, after Jason Garrett's gone, they're coming for Gettleman. So they want him gone too. He's another guy when they brought him in. I laughed. And I was happy that they drafted Saquon early. I was happy that they brought Daniel Jones, and I was happy that they had Gettleman because I was like, you know, for a guy, positional value, like you ask some of these Giant fans, like as talented as Saquon is, you know, they haven't been able to get their line together in years. And it's been 4 years since they started rebuilding. And now if they're losing other pieces to get rid of Gettleman, they got to reset again. And, you know, when a new GM comes in, they bring their own coaches. They mm-hmm. want their own quarterback kind of thing. So, I mean, overall, they're really in their feelings. Like, remember that one guy on Twitter who said, we're all Giant fans are coming to MetLife. Nobody wants to smoke. And everybody was interacting with that tweet. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That's the guy who was like in his feels.
I got something for that guy. How about the fact that Darius Slay has three more touchdowns than Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney combined?
Yep.
How's that sound?
Yep.
I got one even better than that.
Give it to me.
Their left tackle, who just came back, Andrew Thomas or whatever, he has more touchdowns than Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney combined. And they spent $19 million on Kenny Galladay. So,
they're
upset.
I deal with a lot of North Jersey people at my work. And I was talking to my boss. He's a Giants fan. And we were just talking about the draft. We were talking about our teams. And he's sitting there trying to convince me. He's like, yeah, you know, we missed out when you guys took Devontae Smith. But, you know, Kadarius Toney is he's almost as good as him. I was like, you are high.
They still are.
If you think that Kadarius Toney is almost as good as Devontae Smith, you are out of your mind.
Who's the one player that's looking forward to playing us on Sunday because of this, comment that Jeremy's talking about, the fact that we ended up tanking? There was that one player. I can't think of the player on the Giants squad that was, you know, running his mouth. He can't wait to play us during the season because of what, you know, I mean.
Yep. What we did. Yep. It was a defender.
Yeah,
I forget who it was.
Yeah.
But Eli Apple wasn't on the team last year, was he? He's been gone for a couple of years now. Yeah, I don't know.
Think about how many Eli Apple. Think about what was the other dude that they drafted from Georgia who ended up like a gun charge or something.
Mm.
Like someone Jackrabbit, his brother ended up shooting some dude. Like
they've
had a lot of issues. They've had a lot of issues.
Giants haven't been the same since that boat trip, man.
Nah.
Since the Tims. since the Tim. Patrick McColligan says he will be there in Philly for the next home game.
Nice.
So that's Washington. So
come on through.
Come through. We're still waiting for Joan. She says she's got her work fan, Giant fan on mute.
It was Baker. It was the hell is his name? Sorry.
Baker. Take your time. Me and Gail talk
talk about yourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime, what are you gonna order at the Korean barbecue place?
What am I gonna wear? Whatever I'm gonna wear.
What are you gonna order?
What am I gonna order? Oh, something barbecue.
Oh, there's this thing called bulgogi. You
were just supposed to pull that out of your ass, Prime. You're supposed to pull bulgogi out of your ass and supposed to know what that is.
Here we go with these fucking terms.
What is that? A Korean sausage?
All right, so
let me tell you something about a schnitzel, Gail.
Give me the breakdown on whatever the bulgogi is.
It's beef, man. You'll love it. Okay. You'll love it. All beef and rice, you'll love it. Look, Prime is mad. Like he's, you know, he doesn't like to go outside the box when it comes to food. So he's like, you can see the tenseness. He's like, I don't know what to order. I'm not really into like any vinegar.
I'm cool with doing a video shoot because I am going to be tense. I'm going to be that guy going in there like, oh, I don't know what the hell I'm going to order, man. Like, as long as it's got French fries or something that I can go ahead.
French fries? That's not going to be a Korean barbecue.
That's cool.
Prime going to be like,
I can fall back on.
Yeah, I got you.
Just in case.
Can we get the big Spanish guy some chicken nuggets? You got some fries?
Put a little teriyaki sauce on there.
Yo, man.
Mark says extra hot. Adam says, did you guys hear about the recent troubles good old Nigel Bradham got through?
Yeah.
He had a gun on him? Gun charges?
Really?
Damn. Are you surprised he beat the shit out of a competitor?
What happened?
You don't remember when he beat up the Cabana boy?
Oh, I thought you said he beat up someone else. I thought he had a gun truck.
A gun and like 3 pounds of marijuana, I think he had.
Oh my god, man.
You get like, come on, man. When you're a professional, when you man, have a lot of money, you don't have to make poor decisions, man.
Call him picky Prime over here.
Yeah, man. Look, Meanie, I am very picky, man. My bad. I can't help it. It's just the way I was brought up. Dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Prime. I already know what you. I'm gonna get you the rice and steak. It'll be good.
All right, man. You know what I mean,
you like barbecue ribs?
I really do want to go ahead and just give it a try. You know, what I mean? I'm gonna just for you guys for the fact that we hit 1,000, that we reached our peak. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a try. I really am.
I'm looking up the menu right now. I know some of these words.
Bro, you never even had pad thai. You never all had.
How the fuck do you even pronounce something that starts with two T's? The first two letters are T.
Two T.
Takabagi Bagolgi Gaga.
Bagolgi.
Yo, you heard how he said that? Bagolgi, like, don't disrespect that shit ever again.
I'm going to have the chef come out and slap y'all across the face. Yo, he's making fun of your Bagolgi, my guy.
What's a pollock?
As soon as I open up the door. Pollock. Yo, let me get some of your Bagolgi.
What is your go-to on this, Gail? Like, what's your the Bagolgi?
I like the steak.
The Bagolgi is marinated slices of ribeye beef. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, it's just steak, but you guys just give it a name.
That's what they call it. It's like what you call salchicha, whatever you call it.
Salchicha? No. Yeah. It's just in a. So is that how you say steak in Korean?
It's in Korean, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, so bulgogi is how you say steak in Korean?
Contrary to popular belief, I don't speak Korean.
Yeah, but I'm asking, like, is that really how you call a steak in Korean? Bulgogi?
No.
Then it ain't comparison, man. We call it salchicha a sausage. We're saying it in the Spanish language. So no.
Well, I'm getting.
Listen. So you guys literally gave steak a name. That's all it is.
Listen, anyway, this is it. A different language here, okay, people?
I mean, I think a different language is the way that the Eagles are set up right now and the Giants are set up. Mm. I think the way that the Eagles are moving as of late has been
what?
You know, they're having fun. They're having fun. So if we roll in there,
Cow tongue?
I think so. We're trying to talk about football now. Trying to talk about football. It's a football podcast. Ryan, last show went off the rails.
No, but listen, I got a lot of feedback about that. They love the fact that we went off the rails about the food. So we're good. Don't worry about that.
This is what happens when you tell us to talk amongst ourselves, bro. I'm sorry, man, when you give us that long leash, we go in different directions.
Look what he's doing.
He's pulling the guns out, bro.
He's bringing out the guns, and now he's hiding it.
All right, sorry, dude. My bad. Let's get back to football.
It was a dud. Shit. It was a dud.
Looking like a papa.
The Big Ballpa. Hey, what do you guys think about that nickname, The Big Ballpa? I like saying it.
Yeah, it's fun to say. I don't know what it means. Another language barrier thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't speak down under.
Can you roll your R's?
No, I actually went back and watched that episode. I don't go back and watch all episodes, but I did just to see how you guys talked about food, and I was like, man, I couldn't believe the stuff I heard last episode. Hey, and I've known you guys for a minute.
You guys
now.
Have never had Ecuadorian food. When I heard that shit, I'm like,
we were still getting that on Sunday. Then he started getting people to chime in on this shit.
Gail spent half of his life in the biggest melting pot in the world. He's exactly, like, what happens if this white suburbanite had Ecuadorian food?
And Ev's like, I live an hour from New York City. Like, it's far away, bro. Come on.
I live an hour and a half away from New York City, and to go up, drive an hour and a half for lunch, I'm sorry, is crazy.
I might just take the Korean food and just throw it on your laps. Eat it. Eat it. What? Bring out three. Oh, man. So, yeah. This cheesesteak store. Just cheesesteak tour. Mm. We're still working on it. Mm. Yeah. Trying to get the places.
We're talking about football though. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought it up. Hey, if you guys have any questions in the comments, we would like to bring it up at this time. Because we're about to close out. I mean, we did go over most of what we had to talk about. Now we're just going off the rails because that's how we're doing these days.
That's what happens after the hour mark. We tend to go off the rails. Moira's driving up to New Hampshire tonight to deliver a tomato pie. What kind of design? Gotta figure out what kind of design you got on that tomato pie when it gets up there.
Hopefully it's from Kanchi.
Tell her to drive safe.
Alexis, shout out to Alexis. He says, you guys heading up to MetLife for the Jets game as well? Yes, we are.
Yep.
Yeah, we're finishing out the season strong.
It's kind of crazy how the Eagles don't have to get on a plane the rest of the year. Like
that's a big deal. People don't realize how much of an advantage that is. Mm-hmm. Just going.
Something like we only have 284 travel miles the rest of the year. That's for six games. That's kind of crazy.
Now, Steven says, did you talk about Hurts breaking in? We did, actually. We did. I think on that one play, he traveled, 45 yards on that play? Next gen stat, wow. If I'm correct. Hey, man, again, anytime you break ankles, if you're old enough, you'll remember when McNabb was coming up. He did against Washington. He juked some dude midfield, and you know, it was just amazing. Like, I felt like that play right there was kind of significant for his, you know, you get people to buy in when you're not everyone does that at quarterback. So that's that nice thing to look at.
Adam Michael Gibbs saw the Scrapple video. It is not just an East Coast breakfast thing. It's even more small of an area that it's primarily just a Philly thing, Scrapple. And there's a reason.
the Fourth and John show is nothing but food ratings, Scrapple.
I will not be a Scrapple return customer.
I had three bites of my Scrapple sandwich, and I was like, yo, you can't plan these things out when you're out at tailgate, and if you have to use the bathroom, and have you seen. If you want to know that, we could do
that's
a review
be my
on
next podcast,
porta potties. If you haven't seen a link and find it like a Wells Fargo parking lot porta potty, 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, it turns into a waterfall after a while.
Okay, let's stop. We're not doing no bathroom podcast. Let's stop. And Meanie, no, I have not eaten Scrapple. I did that a long time ago. Not a fan. Can't do it. Shout out to Danny, man, for getting us that intel on Xavier McKinney. That was a guy who ran his mouth in the beginning of the season. I don't do the Scrapple thing.
Brian says, shout out to Me Pals for the cheesesteak tour. Okay. I'm gonna write that one down, Me Pals.
We did have a Ryan Kerrigan. I noticed Ryan Kerrigan running off the field.
while we're on the topic of actual football instead of food, I want to get this point across that for as much shit talking as we've done all year on Derek Barnett, on him jumping off sides, going back and watching the actual film, my man he's getting around the edge, dude. He's actually creating pressure on the quarterback. That's something that's been happening these past few weeks. He's causing pressures is causing mistakes. So I think that should at least be acknowledged.
Prime is trying to ignore you.
Huh?
Yeah. Sorry. That's fair. I'm just trying to give credit where credit's due. Hey,
I mean, dude gets pressure. We just, see a couple more stacks. That'd be nice. But he does get pressure.
If I were to say that about Fletcher Cox, it's a different story. But go ahead.
Oh, because you're talking about technique.
We can't, you know, Derek Barnett needs to get more sacks, but, you know.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to get sacks because it's about the pressure he creates.
When you talk about stuff like that, it sounds crazy, Evan, because Derek Barnett doesn't get double teamed. When was the last time you seen Derek Barnett get double teamed? God, and he's a D tackle versus D end. Come on, man. Yeah,
he might get a double penalty.
Come on, Ev. Pat says, how do you think Booby going to do this week against New York's run defense?
Hey, you got the two friends going up against each other, Miles Sanders and Saquon. So, I mean, they get the best out of each other. I think they did that last game. I see a pretty good game out of both of them.
You know, I was a little, I'm not going to lie, I was a little concerned with, you know, putting the ball on the ground. I just think a couple days, couple games off, and you're just like, all right, is he, it's just rust, right? It's just rust. He did crack off a couple nice runs in the game. So hopefully he gets that mojo back. And I feel like it will be a ripe opportunity to break off a big run this week.
I agree. I agree. He's nice. Definitely capable of doing it every week.
Let's see. Birds, Giants prediction. We're an hour and 15 minutes in. Did you see the time?
Oh, I said, trust me.
if you all have our information, DM us. Do you like the long form content or you like the quick hitters? I'd like to know. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Prime, your prediction for this week?
I'm going to say 2010. I'm going to go with the fact that we're going to go ahead and light it up on the offense, running it, spreading that ball around. I think it's going to be a very dominating game. And, you know, being in the building to see upsetting Giants fans is going to be, you know, another good thing to watch. I love being in that place. First time there was a couple years ago, and I always look forward to go back just so I could go ahead and give it to those Giants fans.
I'm going 31-17 Birds.
Okay. I'm going to go I'm just factoring in the fact that it is a division game. And while the Giants stink, division games are close. They end up being battles. I still think the Eagles win, but I think it's going to be closer. I think it's going to be a 28-24 Birds victory.
Will Jay Jaw have a catch today? Rick, Mr. Keynes asks. I will say no.
Yeah, no, he's not having a catch for the rest of the year. Probably.
Hell no. He blew his load. Had he gotten maybe 13 yards, he probably would have still had room for one more catch for the season.
Yeah.
But 23 yards.
That's too much mileage on the engine right there.
That's a lot to ask for.
I think it's funny how the announcers a couple weeks ago called him a tight end. It's because his name hasn't been called so, like, for the entire year. They're like, I don't know. Tight end, I guess.
Bro, Paul says, will Slay get another pick six this Sunday?
Possibly. He's on fire.
Hey, the way that he's
we're talking about Daniel Jones, playing, man.
All those touchdowns. I mean, I know you guys have been talking. You want him to play? He said he could return punts. Is that what you like to say?
Nah, I ain't say
it. No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to risk injury for Slay. Nah.
I thought about this the other day. Which player on this team could play both ways?
Darius Slay.
I say Devontae Smith could play corner. You know, someone said he could have been a top cornerback.
I think that video, it like to go a couple plays without even the ball being thrown. I saw the video. We all saw the video of them too.
The people said that he was a top rated corner coming out of high school too.
Maybe he could. I don't know. I just think quarterback is probably the hardest position to play. So like that's kind of what I'm just discounting. Like I don't doubt that he was a top corner coming out of high school, but to play cornerback at the NFL level, I think is probably the hardest position on the field. So I would just have to lean in Darius Slay's direction because I think it'd be easier for a corner to play wide receiver than vice versa.
Hater, this guy.
How's that a hater?
Yeah, it was wrong.
Just like playing receivers just easy.
I didn't say playing receivers easy. I said playing corners the hardest.
Playing receiver.
It doesn't mean playing receivers easy.
It is easy. Just run.
No, because I know the whole idea running backwards. If you think about it, you're running backwards. So
and you have to match someone else. When you're the wide receiver, you're the one that's dictating where you're going. If you are the cornerback, you have to react to where that person's going. So it's
exactly
completely different.
Harder.
Rick says Jordan Mailata could play defensive end.
I could see that, or even an interior D lineman. I could totally see that.
Put that man back as a fullback.
I mean, this is the one we always hear. Milata could play fullback.
Yep.
Mark wants to give shout out to the kickers. Shout out to Elliot. What a year he's having.
All the special teamers, man. All the special teamers.
I think this is up Evan's brand.
Hey, this is. Yeah, I'm a big believer on the kickers are people too. I mean, everybody, we've been playing mistake free. I think for special teams, that's consistency is the most important thing. And if the kicker's hitting all his kicks, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Aaron Sipos has been planting the ball deep in enemy territory. That's exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And my man Rick Lovato has not missed a beat on the snaps, bro. Get him all the Pro Bowl. Man. Get him all the Pro Bowl.
You know that rap lyric from Jay-Z got Obama on the text? Like Hearn's like, I got Lovato on the text.
Evan is
the inside scoop.
Evan is the president of the kicking team
club. Hey, man, it takes three phases to win a game, man.
Does anyone know how to say Andre's last name?
Cacchetti.
Like, probably be like, have you ever ate a cacchetti? a cacchetti? I can't wait to go out to eat, man. I've never been this excited to get Korean food in my life.
I'm looking forward to it as
well. It's all good, man, because you know what I mean? Then we're going to go ahead and definitely have a weekend where we're going to go to a Spanish restaurant, and you guys are going to order your own food.
I'm going to get heatus. I know.
And I'm going to take you to a spot where they don't even speak English. So the only way
I don't give a damn. I'm like, yo.
And I'm getting it all on video.
Let me have the goat in the back. Bring the goat out.
I'm pretty sure. No, that man over there pretty sure doesn't know how to roll his R's. All right. You.
Yeah.
Oh. Women.
Tranquilo,
Prime. Tranquilo.
We spent 8 hours.
Don't let the caucasity fool you.
We spent an 8-hour ride learning how to do that.
Evan's like, yo, I passed all my Spanish classes in high school.
I've got a particular taste. Got to keep up on my Spanish.
Charles asks, are we going to the Giants game? You must be coming in late because we are. We are going to the Giants game. Are you going to the Giants game, Craig? We'll probably be tailgating out there. No, probably. We will be. So let us know if you're going to be there. We'd love to get out with you. Yeah, man, I think overall, I mean, you know, this game, yes, it needs to be won. It's an opportunity to get three wins in a row. We talk about confidence building. You talk about what this team has been doing recently. You got to love it.
100% agree, man. I don't think that we take our foot off the gas now. I think that, like I said at the top of the show, I think we finally found our identity as a team. I think Nick Sirianni finally understands what the strengths of his offense are. And I'm thinking that we continue to do good work out on the field.
Yes, sir. Last word.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
And thank you to everybody that is congratulating us as well. We appreciate it. But yeah, in terms of last word, since Gail seems to be off in space, I'll go first here. I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thankful for all of you that come down to the tailgate. Thankful for everybody in the comment section. We've been doing this for many years now, going on half a decade, and we continue to grow each and every year, and we have you guys to thank. So thank you, and enjoy the time with your families.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, pity packing off of that. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Please be safe. Make sure you guys enjoy the holidays. You know, Black Friday, that shopping is not sure if everybody is going to actually go to actual spots to go shopping, but just be careful out there. You know, be wise of the stupidity that, you know, decides to come upon us.
get a designated driver as well. Be smart out there.
Yeah, tomorrow is the busiest day of the year. You know what I mean? Tomorrow actually marks 8 years ago is when I laid eyes on my wife. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice.
There's love in the air.
Your anniversary tomorrow?
Oh, it's just, you know, I mean, the day we met. That's it.
All right. Do you guys have time in your day for Korean barbecue?
Well, she works tomorrow, so I can't. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's our night. I'm not.
Wrong.
Korean barbecue night.
Do you have time in your day tomorrow? I know you're a busy guy.
She works tomorrow, Gail. What part of she works didn't you understand? Home. She's coming home late. She's coming home late. We'll make it happen. Tomorrow.
We could bring the Korean food to the house.
Friday probably be a better option for me. Kids are going away with the grandparents.
On Black Friday.
Korean. It's Black Friday, bro.
Why are you being
there you go. It's time to go, man. We step
across the line. Habitually, he's a habitual line stepper.
I think we're purposely making these ones go off the rails. The last chest.
I crossed the line, really.
No, on to piggyback off what you guys were saying, we do appreciate you guys, the support, all the people coming out to the tailgate. Like you have no idea what it's like to talk to this many people. Everyone had a great time. It's always good to have these conversations about your Eagles. Always a good time. And I'm just thankful for all the support over the years, man. And these are what these tailgates are, to give back to you guys and just have fun and talk about the birds. But we'll be there at MetLife Stadium watching this dub, speaking into existence. And yeah, man, have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Turkey Day.
We could go another 20 minutes about what's the best Thanksgiving food, but we don't want to bore. Oh, I'm about to eat my arm here. I know, Prime, you're hungry.
You're about to find out, man. I'm about to show you my hangry side.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Well, Prime, go eat your chicken nuggets. Have a great night.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Continue to try to eat great foods out there, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. Go birds.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.